Riverside Locker Room Chat continues here tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamman. We're joined by the Cyclones boys coach, Tyler Herbster, brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. Coach, couple of games since we last spoke a week ago. You guys go 1-1 in that stretch. You know, let's start with the game on Friday. That was the win at home against Jefferson County North. It was a 15-point win, 57-42. Let's start there. What you like? What you take away from that game?
Yeah, I thought, you know, we had about our third or fourth game in a row, it seemed like that teams were, you know, running straight zone against us. And I thought we scored, a little bit better against the zone. And, honestly, the last couple of games, we've shot about 50% from the 3-point line. We didn't force a bunch of threes. I think we were 5 for 10 in that game. So I was kind of glad we worked the ball, tried to get it inside and score inside against the zone. And I kind of thought that might be about the last time that we really had to face the zone, knowing that Valley Falls was going to probably play us man the whole time last night. So overall, like I said, the JCN, they came out and played hard and gave us a good game. And like I said, just it was our court warming. Glad I was able to play some kids and get everybody in the game. But overall, pretty happy with the way the boys played.
Yeah, and then, you know, one of the best teams in the league in Valley Falls, you guys saw last night, always a tough place to play, you know, inside their gym. And they're an elite offensive team. They score points in bunches at times, and they've put up some high-quality offensive performances this year. And, you know, maybe it was just one of those nights where you caught them on one of those nights. They won 84-59. You know, obviously time for the team to bounce back. But, again, it just seems like maybe you caught this team on the wrong night.
Yeah, I watched their film against Troy, and afterwards I thought, oh, man, they can score. And it looked like Troy tried to mix it up to try to play some 2-3 zone, try to play 1-3-1, and it didn't really slow them down on film. And I thought maybe if we were a little bit more physical with them around the perimeter, that would help. But like I said, they were knocking down outside shots, hitting some mid-range shots. When they got to the free throw line, it seemed like they made every single one of their free throws. So I knew they were a good team. I was kind of hope, you know, we kind of had a goal to try to hold them in the 50s, and we thought maybe we could score against them because they really don't foul or, you know, leave their feet. And we missed some easy shots, I thought, early on, and then we continue to struggle at the free throw line a lot, and I feel like that always just kind of seems like we've been against the higher quality teams, we've found ourselves down, you know, 8 to 10 points, and then we sit there and try to claw back in these games, and we end up trying to do too much one-on-one stuff versus being able to run through offense. So once we get down, we're just not always a great team to fight back. But last night, Valley Falls shot the ball so well. Even if we played really good, I'm not real sure the outcome. I mean, the score might have been closer, but I'm not real sure the outcome would have been any different. Like I said, me and Coach Gatzmeyer are really good friends, and he's got a really good team down there. So when they're playing well, they're really hard to beat.
Yeah, they got quality shooters across the board. They're deep, and obviously a team that can certainly make a run. Now you guys got 3 games left here in the regular season. That stretch starts on Friday. You get back at home at least, and you take on another very good team in Troy. You saw them very early in the year. That was that crazy game. I actually had that game on 103.9, and you know, that was a game you guys had, I believe, a 9-10 point lead. You kind of led that game the entire way until the fourth quarter. Troy came back. It ended up going into double overtime. That was just the second game of the year. So it's been a long time, you know, since you saw Troy in that double overtime game. What would you say maybe is different now with your team compared to that game in December, and maybe the expectations for the second time around on Friday?
You know, it's going to be nice to have our final 3 games at home. We really, honestly, we haven't been handling pressure well at the end of the games, at the end of the Jackson Heights game, at the end of that Troy game at the start. We didn't shoot free throws in that game. We're still not shooting free throws very well. I'd like to say that we're playing a lot better from the beginning of the season, but we've really got to clean some stuff up, and it kind of starts with practice. We had a stretch of games where we seemed like we played 13 out of 15 nights, whether it was a JV tournament, freshman games, and I was really hoping Monday we would all be together and have a really good practice, and we really didn't have a very good practice. And so that kind of led down in the game last night. And now we don't have school today. really need to have a couple good practices. Hopefully we can practice tomorrow. I think after what happened to us in the Valley Falls game on last night, I think that hopefully the boys show up, want to practice hard, want to get 3 wins here, down the stretch. But like I said, it's, we've got to figure it out and do some better things and not really worry about who our opponents are these last 3 games. So
I
think our kids are ready for that.
Yeah, and you mentioned last 3 games at least are going to be at home, so that certainly is a positive there. It starts on Friday with Troy. Next week, the 2 games against Pleasant Ridge, and then a non-league game against Hiawatha as well. So certainly a tough stretch here to close out the regular season. That's Tyler Herbster joining us again, brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. The Cyclones, after the loss to Valley Falls last night, they're back in action at home on Friday, taking on Troy. Coach, we always appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.